97.1, 5:01 on a Friday. We got Tiger Baseball coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, 6:10. Mike back on Monday. We've talked about a lot of things. I mean, we had a knockdown, drag-out argument about Jim Leland. Everybody wanted to get in on it. Rico was surprised by how polarizing it was, but does Jim Leland truly deserve his number 10 retired at Comerica tomorrow?
Before we get into the next topic, I do want to ask you a question because I just saw it on ESPN. The new kickoff rule.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Do you not? Because to me, it's almost like watching as little kids, you're almost playing freeze tag where everybody's just frozen, nobody's moving, and then everybody just takes off. It's going to take some getting used to for me. I like it. I like where the potential could go. But it was still weird because the ball is in the air, the kicker's running down the field, and yet everybody's frozen in time.
I absolutely 100% am in love with it. I think it's awesome. I watched yesterday strictly, and not like the Tigers were any good. They lost 7-1, but I watched strictly for the kickoff rule, right? And I don't even know, did the game ever come back on?
No.
I know there was a weather delay and Joe Buck's like, I don't know if we're going to have a game here.
It ended in the third.
So there was about 4 or 5 kickoffs. And
there was a couple right before halftime. Right.
And the one I saw at the very end, because I was watching the Tigers as well, was when they booted it like we normally see into the end zone. And that means the team, the receiving team, gets it at the 30.
Right, which is what you don't want to do.
Right.
Especially if you're the kicker, late. Right, you want to get landed right in the sweet spot have to take it out and run with it.
Right, I like that it's punitive against the kicker. Because way too many times it's like, all right, we're about to get going. And then you boot it through the end zone and you just take over for a touchback. There's no touchbacks. It hurts you by 10 yards. If you get before the kicking zone, what you get the ball at the 40.
Right.
And then if you kick it in the kicking zone, it's almost like tennis almost, it feels like, then the team has a chance to return it. And I'm telling you, we have not seen the great plays yet. No. We've not seen the prime athletes returning it. I love it.
No, I think you're going to start seeing is just that reverse. Kind of reminds you of high school and some colleges where, you know, you got two guys going in opposite directions. Did he hand the ball off or not? You got to kind of quickly decide who has the ball, the shell game. The only thing I do like, it's almost like extra points where it used to be when it was an extra point, you could just walk away, go to the refrigerator, go do whatever you had to do because it was going to be easy. Now you have to watch the extra points because your kicker could miss it. Same with kickoffs. Kickoffs used to just be, all right, it's a kickoff. It's going to be a touchback because let's face it, the days of Devin Hester are gone where you actually got to see, you know, kickoff returns.
Or like Mel Gray back in the day.
Right, Deion Sanders. Yeah. Like those days are gone. It was just like, okay, and touchback, touchback.
So the rule of the new rules of the kickoff is they're only trying it for 1 year. This is the experimental year. What you've seen so far, is it going to stick? I say without a doubt. Like it's
the
definitely
going to
stick.
The NFL never goes backwards. So I think that they're saying it's only 1 year. NFL will keep this because they're going to say, hey, they'll produce some numbers and say it's less contact, fewer concussions, and this is the new way of doing it. Teams will adapt. I think it was Good Morning Football. Like Tomlin went to EA Sports and said, okay, give me the data on this so he can kind of see the formations and how to use this. It's going to be whoever can crack that code first. It's going to be a clear, distinct advantage for at least the first couple of weeks if you come up with this unstoppable, like the kickoff version of the brotherly shove, where it's just a play where it's almost unfair because your personnel is so good. And it's going to require, now here's what teams have to, you got to put your playmakers back there. If you really want to be a difference maker, if you're Detroit, you may have to put, you know, J-Mo or Gibbs back
there.
They're
already planning on it.
But consistently. Now, that it's, you know, you normally don't want to put a superstar on the kickoff team unless you're in the playoffs and it's an absolute type of thing because that's more wear and tear on the body and more hits and more potential injuries that you could get. But if you're willing to risk that, it could end up that you get the ball out on the 30 and 40 yard line consistently.
Well, it also makes you wonder about roster building, right? Considering the kickoff rule, how many running backs you keeping. Like, the Lions currently have, what, 7, 8 running backs? Jake Funk and Jahmyr Jefferson and Zonovan Knight and Sione Vaiki, that fourth-round pick. So how many of those guys are...
He may have gotten a roster spot simply because of this new rule.
Absolutely. So how many of those guys are you keeping? And then how many of the actual... like linebackers or backup DNs are you saying goodbye to simply because of the kickoff rule? Yeah. But the other thing is, if you get the chops of being a good kickoff team, who the hell knows how much that accounts for? Like, the analytics of a football team, I can't wait to look back at the end of the year and how many points are gotten on the kickoff.
Because it may get to the point where I'm like, you know what? Just put them on the 30. Don't care. At least I know they got to go 70 yards. We're not kicking the ball. Just put it as deep as you can. Boot it out the back of the end zone. Instead of the 25, I can deal with that. So you're right. It's going to see where the analytics is going to go, because right now we're in brand new territory. It was interesting. It was weird.
I loved it.
I'll get used to it. I mean,
I'll tell you what won't happen. Kickers are not going to be kicking it short. Because you kick it short,
you're fired.
You're giving the ball on the 40-yard line, especially late in the game. Are you kidding me?
If you kick it short, you're losing your job.
And the other thing, too, is, are Lions fans going to be okay if a mainstay, a Jamo, Gibbs, a Demo, if they suffer an injury on a kickoff? Because I think the immediate reaction is going to be like, dude, you can't put these guys on kickoff. It's special teams. What the hell's the matter with you? But the deeper we get in the season, the more you realize it's a chance for points.
See, I don't even think the deeper you get in the season. I think right now you almost want to start because you want to become that team, because it's so unknown that you want to be the team that finds that wrinkle. You want to be the team that finds the play or that personnel. Like, yep, when these guys are out here, they're going to take one of these back to the house.
I wonder what the people think. I know we're going to get into Michigan momentarily, but did you watch yesterday? I mean, the game was unwatchable. Let's be honest. They did a nice interview with Caleb Williams. It was great to hear Joe Buck and obviously Troy Aikman. But the game itself sucked. It's a preseason game. You're so excited for like the first 3 plays.
You mean, and then you weren't excited about ripping, throwing quarterback?
No.
I mean, throwing touchdowns?
No. Or Bajent? No. No, I mean, they just kept showing Caleb Williams announcing his signing bonus on Hard Knocks, and then Tyler Bajent was like, huh? He like had a heart attack right there.
Yeah.
That was the highlight. But the only reason to watch yesterday, not because of football, nobody cares about the preseason. You get yourself hyped about it, then you realize it's preseason football. It's unwatchable. But the kickoff rule was worth watching. I wonder if people tuned in. And the only reason I stayed tuned in was because I wanted to see a team score so they would kick it off.
And that was it. So he's like, okay, let's see if somebody takes it back to the house. They didn't. 248-539-9797. Were you as glued to watching this game as we were just for the kickoffs? Because other than that, I mean, it was like watching B-League football. It was like a bunch of guys who probably won't be on the roster, but they got to play because all the stars were sitting out.
Well, then the next question is, what's next? What's next for next year? I kept hearing rumors that they were going to, late in the game, give you a chance to convert a 4th and 15 or a 4th and 10 to keep the ball instead of an onside kick, which is undoable. Now you got to tell who you're kicking to, and you have to say, hey, we're kicking an onside kick. Like, I love the idea.
The Chiefs have been trying to do this for years, and I guess maybe it's the fear of Patrick Mahomes that teams are like, nope. We're not giving you any more advantages because you have Mahomes, and you'll find a way to get this thing going. But imagine teams with great offenses, teams like Detroit. If you have that option late in the game and you could just line up and come up with you're giving Ben Johnson, come up with that best fourth down play. You know he can come up with about 10 of them. You pick it up, boom, you get the ball back. I'd rather see that than the onside kick that's not even an onside kick anymore. Nobody can move.
The onside kick has always sucked.
Right. You can't have the unbalanced line anymore. You can't move. You got to do it. And now you have to tell people. It used to be the element of surprise. And instead, it's like, hey, Jeff, we're about to kick an onside kick.
And you can only do it in the fourth quarter.
We're going to kick it right here. So we just want to get you prepared for this thing. It's like, then why do it?
I think if they came up, like if you're down 10 points in a game and there's a chance to go for it instead of stalling out a drive, 5 minutes to go, and you're like, listen, we're not going to pick up the first down, so we go for the onset, whatever you would call it, and you're set up with a 4th and 15, to keep possession of the football. Some people might think it's gimmicky. I think that would be amazing.
I thought it was like, okay, you're down 10, you kick the field goal, yeah, and you go and just line up and say, yeah, let's go for it. Because you have a better chance of picking up the 15 yards. Once again, look at this Lions team with all the weapons they have. I was joking with you in the break saying they may not punt the ball. Everybody expects them to go out there with the big play after big play. Yeah, this would be what you want. Now, 4th and 15 is trust me when I say it's not a gimme. It's tough to get because if you only get 13 yards, guess what? Other team gets the ball back. You get a false start, guess what? They get the ball back. You get a penalty, they get the ball back.
So do me a favor. Rank them. We've had, over the last, 7 years, we've had new rules. Hockey, you get the 3-on-3 and then the shootout. Baseball, the ghost runner. Started with COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And now the new kickoff rule in the NFL. Rank them.
I'm in the minority.
I love the ghost runner.
I love the ghost runner as well. Let's get this thing over with. It provides strategy.
Yeah, you're not wasting teams' bullpens for the next 5 weeks.
Right, because now it's like, okay, can you stop that one run from coming in, or can you get a hit and maybe get a couple more runs? But we're not going to have 15-inning games anymore, okay? Chances are this thing's going to be over with in the 10th inning. 11th at the most. I love that. Keep that. So that's the
one. Of the three, I like them all. I love the 3-on-3 hockey, and then you get the shootout. I could do without the shootout. I don't care about the shootout. I would play 3-on-3 until somebody wins, but what are you going to do? I love the 3-on-3. I love the Ghost Runner. I think it's fantastic, but I fell in love last night, too. I dig, and maybe I just like change. I don't know, but I dig that kickoff.
I got to see it a few more times before I fall in love.
You will.
And you know what? Maybe I just need to see some big plays.
But you need to see regular season because no team in their right mind is going to show what they're going to do in the regular season right now in
preseason. But the Ghost Runner, brilliant move by baseball. I know baseball purists, it's not how things go. I don't care. I really don't.
It's fantastic. Who the hell wants to watch 8 more innings of scoreless baseball and then next thing you know, you can't use a reliever for 2 weeks?
No. So, yeah, I mean, it's almost like in college football. I like the fact, you know what, we're just going to do the going for two plays.
248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number, 97.1 the ticket. All right, we'll get some ticket texts on the new rules. Some calls as well. By the way, happy Scooble Day, everybody. Tarek Skubal on the bump today against the Royals. Back. Doesn't seem as fun anymore now that they're in this nosedive. However, we talked about something at the very start of the show, and you would not believe the ticket text and the calls. People have been holding on hold hours to talk about this. And listen, I give all the credit in the world to David for having a bad opinion, but we started the show way back when at 2 o'clock. And I just threw it to David. David is incensed about the fact that Jim Leland is getting his number 10 retired on the wall tomorrow. It's Jim Leland Day. Leland was on the morning show today. And David and I have argued to the death almost about if he deserves it or not. I thought it was a no-brainer. I thought everybody loves Leland. He represented an era of Tiger baseball that brought the city back to being a baseball town. Although David, being a hard ass, he does not want Leland's 10 up on the wall. I think it's because Leland's a smoker. Is that what it is? You're a very religious man. He's a smoker.
It's not that I don't want it. Wow, I didn't know that was a...
Is that what it is?
No, I'm not against smokers.
We've lost Rico.
I'm not against smokers.
This argument gets more and more ridiculous as the day goes on. Paul, he's not going to go in because he's a smoker.
Okay.
I'm not against it. I'm against it because of the standard that the Tigers have set, which is you have to have a World Series championship to have a retired number. He did not win a World Series here. Great guy. I love him for what he did.
He brought baseball
back to this town. I enjoyed it. Went to Comerica Park almost daily to watch that team. But, sorry, no World Series. No number retired.
All right, here's the deal. And we went through this. We'll go back to the calls. The kickoff rule is in fair play. We got a Michigan nugget to still hit from the OC, from the Wolverines. However, I got to get this off my chest. The longer we get into the show and closer we get to ending it, I actually become kind of angry simply because, like, the more you think about it, the Tigers have never laid out standards of who deserves their number retired, number one. Number two, people have called the show and said, hey, Ty Cobb never won a World Series. George Kell never won a World Series. They're up there on the wall. David's response is,
no number.
But they have no number, so somehow it doesn't count. We've even talked about the premise of putting Leland's name up there, but not his number, as in to cheapen it. I would love to know for the new 5 o'clock crowd, does Jim Leland being on that wall, that brick wall at Comerica, does that cheapen the wall? Because the Tigers have been around for 121 years. They've been to 16 playoff appearances. Leland's responsible for a freaking quarter of them, more than Sparky is. Leland in 8 years went to 4. Okay. Sparky in 19 years went to 2.
Right.
I mean, my God, but, already. Okay. Give the
No. Do not bury the lead. If you're going to compare those two, what does Sparky have that Leland did not in Detroit?
He's got a title.
No. Don't say it so dismissively.
He's got a title. Okay, but.
He's got a World Series.
Yeah.
One that we still talk about to this day.
Yeah, because it was the last one. But you don't think.
Why is it the last one?
But I love how...
Because Jim Leland...
How many World Series games did Jim Leland win as a Tiger?
One.
One series?
But Leland, no, one game.
One game.
Okay. Yeah, by the way, game two of the 06 World Series when Kenny Rogers had the schmutz on his hand at Comerica Park on Sunday night. Yeah, and Joe Buck was sitting up there and Tim McCarver. Oh, what's on his fingers? What's on his face? Those jerks. Bunch of Cardinal fans. Anyway, the point is, what Jim Leland was able to do in Detroit... to bring Tiger baseball back. Guys, you might not remember it. Rico, you didn't give a damn. David, you probably didn't give a damn either. I was the only schmuck that was going to Tiger Stadium and watching 100 loss team after 100 loss team. And then 03 hit, and they went 43-119. And it was unwatchable baseball. And next thing you know, 06 rolls around after Trammell didn't do a good job and he didn't have players. 06 rolls around, and they bring in Jim Leland. And next thing you know, boom. 30 games over 500 after he made that speech on getaway day against the Indians. I mean, this guy was a blessing. Mm-hmm. And he made my 80-year-old mother give a damn about baseball. To this day, we bitch about Scott Harris because Jim Leland brought baseball back. So to say he doesn't deserve the honor, it's crazy.
So we're going to be sentimental about this instead of being factual about it.
Yeah, but they've already made the exception. Willie Horton is the exception.
He won a World Series.
He did win a World Series, but he's not a Hall of Famer.
The standard is a World Series.
No, but you admit
standard is a World Series.
He was not one of the better players on that team.
Standard is the World Series.
The reason he is on that wall is what he did for the city. He deserves it. And what happened during the riots.
What did he do for that city? He won a World Series. In a time, the city needed it. They needed it to bring us together.
Go look at the players on the wall. They're all Hall of Famers except for Lou and Willie. Lou deserves to be a Hall of Famer, okay? But they're all the greatest of the great Tigers ever to exist. Willie Horton, God love him, is not. So, they made an exception for Willie, but yet you don't want them to make a so-called exception for Jim.
So here's what I think you're saying Hall of Fame is the standard. Everyone out there is on a Hall of Fame but two. So then what you're saying to me is they broke their own standard.
They broke their own standard with Lou Whitaker and Willie Horton.
Guys, they broke it. There is no standard.
So you know what?
Well,
put Leland out there then. There's no standard anymore.
It's math. When you look at it, the common denominator, World Series.
Okay, so no Miggy then. No Miggy?
Okay, this is straw man. We're not talking Miggy right now.
Yeah, but
we're talking Leland.
I was told Rieger, to World Series.
Rieger, stick to the subject at hand.
Because you know what beats your
prick. Because this is what Wojo goes through every day. God, but you know what? I used to say,
Wojo's not here enough.
You work 10 minutes, but I understand 10 minutes with you,
oh, you think
is
that's what
4
it is?
Hours.
Oh, you think it's aged him?
Yes.
You think that's why he can only work 45-minute
yes.
shows? You've worked all week with me. How you
and
feeling?
And I can't wait. For another hour from now.
What you did just now, Jeff, is you enlightened me. You just told me that there is no standard anymore.
No.
Because Willie Horton's out there, no Hall of Fame, if that's your standard Hall of Fame.
No, my Hall of Fame is special to the organization.
And we've had people call in and say, hey, well, there's other names out there. No numbers. put his name out there.
Oh, my God. That's such a cop-out.
How is that a cop-out? His name is up with some of the Tiger greats.
Because Ty Cobb didn't have a number. He also didn't win a World Series. All right, listen. 248-539-9797. The Michigan stuff we'll get to. We talked about the kickoff rule, but this is what everybody's wanted to talk about, and Rico's surprised by it. It's very polarizing. Does Jim Leland deserve the honor he's getting tomorrow?
Because for the record, I said I had no problem with him getting the honor. David gave a compelling argument, and I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't see it that way. I now have some doubt that I'm like, well, maybe we should just put his name up there.
Well, I do
and
think
no number.
There's this great ticket text says you keep saying standard as it's written somewhere, and that's kind of a BS argument. And
it's just research. When you look it up, you can see what the standard is.
There is no standard. There's not some press release saying our standard to retire numbers is you have to win a World Series and you have to be a Hulk. There's no standard. This guy was so important, and nobody even talked about
the standard.
You figure it out. It's like the core of the team.
You
can't. Right, just figure it out.
And he is the face of a franchise for that era.
Because I brought up the Pistons earlier, and while we laugh at all the numbers they have retired, I think their standard is you gotta win a championship for this town.
The Pistons, not so much. I mean, you got David Bowie up there. You got Bon Jovi
I'm talking about basketball players.
Oh, yeah. How about they have Dennis Rodman up there who held out. He was a bad Piston.
But he won a championship. Apparently that is their standard, too. You got to win a championship.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number if you would like to chime in. I mean, listen. The kickoff stuff is out there. The Leland stuff is out there. Get you up to Tiger Baseball. I mean, David and Rico, very disrespectful. By the way, we have Jim Leland calling us at 547. You guys can tell him to his face that you don't think he's worthy of the honor he's getting tomorrow. Yeah. 97 won the ticket. All right, 97 won the ticket. David, you want a couple ticket texts? Take some calls. Get you to Tiger Baseball.
Yeah, I love ticket texts like this. David is right. Rieger is wrong, as usual. I love those ticket texts.
How about this? Cobb, Crawford, Manoush, Jennings, and Helmet did not wear numbers in an era where players did not wear numbers.
Well, I'm sorry, but they didn't have it, so you can't retire a number. So your name's
I never
there,
knew
though.
That this was a hot-button topic. I just, when David originally told me this as I was walking out the door yesterday because I was ready to go home, and he's like, hey, I got this topic.
I know.
Great. Hey, we should do this. Honestly, I felt like Big Red from the Five Heartbeats. David, my office hours are from 9 to 5. If you got a show topic after that, take that up with somebody else. I'm going home.
That is the wrong time to tell you that I have a topic.
Like, David wants to go all in depth, and I'm like, seriously. You're like, when the cleaning lady came in here and asked us the question yesterday, like, I'm doing a show. Seriously.
And of course, I can do that with Jeff because he's just going to have the seventh show for the day. So it doesn't matter.
No, I was excited about the topic. You kidding me? David told me right as I was walking out the door. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
I was like, put it on the sheet. Put it on the sheet. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You got a couple more.
I didn't realize that it was going to be so polarizing. Because I assume, and look, I've had fun listening to people argue, listening to these two argue. I think me and Paul had the best seat in the house. Yes, I do think that Leland has deserved it, Rieger. I know you think it's disrespectful.
Thank you.
But yes, he's done a lot. I see where David's point is. It's kind of breaking Tiger tradition, but traditions are made to be broken.
Okay? Correct.
Very I like this ticket text. Why does Hatchett dislike old white guys? I mean, I think that is a very important question that needs to be answered.
You know what? The sad reality is there's been a bunch of those ticket texts.
So, there has been.
Well, David and Rico only want the black guys up there. Like,
well, you know, I'm just saying.
I know, I'm welcoming. Just like Hillbilly Bill at text in, I was Team Rieger until I heard David's side. I side with the Black Caucus, if you will allow. Yes, I will allow this.
Well, of course. You agree with him. Is that going to turn you down? All right. You got one more, then we'll hit the calls.
I got one more.
Yeah.
I think Jared Goff was talking about David. Very negative.
Oh, Kenny. Picked a good day to be off. Let's go to Scott in Rochester. You're on the ticket. What's up, Scotty? How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, I think this, for me, it's easy. I think definitely Leland deserves to get his number retired and everything else because you have to be realistic in what the Tigers are. Tigers are a poor franchise and have been for 126 years. We have very little success, so you can't hold anybody to success. This isn't the Yankees. So the way I look at it, did we look at baseball differently under the Leland era? Did he bring success that most people didn't see in their lifetime? Yeah. And we had great teams. We had a decade of great teams. So, I mean, yeah, does it seem low? Of course it does. But we have to remember, we're not the Yankees or the Sox or the Dodgers. We are who we are. And in our era, and in our team, our reality, Leland was one of the best managers the Tigers ever had.
Now, Scott, he has the third most wins in Tigers history. Now, it's by a long shot, considering he was only here 8 years. But the impact that that dude had in 8 years. Listen, I get it. I'm sure the Tigers are like trying to get a sellout, which I'm sure it's sold out tomorrow. I'm sure with a team that's struggling, I'm sure they just want a full gate, and I totally understand that. But you can want a full house and still have it be important and real, and I think that's what it is.
And this could be a learning experience for Chris. Let's look at this positive. See, and we can all point it out to him. See, when Daddy spent money, we had success. See if he understands that. And maybe if he does, we can be winning soon.
Here is a question. Is Chris going to speak tomorrow? Do you think?
Is Chris going to be there? Well, hey, Nate, are we going to eventually see who our actual GM?
You know, rumor has
it. We didn't see him
it.
All during the trade deadline. That's kind of weird, too, isn't it?
Well, Scott, I heard rumor has it that Chris may be having a shovel out at the district groundbreaking. So.
Well, oh, 20 years late. Good, good, good. If he is, I mean, how can I say this kindly? He's almost the pure definition of a slumlord.
All right. That's probably a little too far there, Scotty. But here's the deal. I do wonder if Chris is going to be there because it would be his chance for a Sheila Ford, Calvin Johnson type moment. Do you remember when
she got booed?
Sheila got booed and she wanted to get booed? My theory on that
I don't think so.
Oh, see, I think she wanted to allow the Lions fans that have had that pent-up aggression and have, because it changed pretty quickly after that.
Rieger, because she brought Calvin out there tells me she didn't want to get booed because she figured you're not going to boo me because Calvin is standing next to me. So you're going to see Calvin. You won't see me. Yeah, but, won't boo.
With the it's all right, when Calvin was trying to calm down the crowd and she's like, it's all right. I actually think she was giving the crowd a chance to air their grievances for the first time. And it was genius, by the way. That's what I think it is. Yeah, it's all right. And then it changed from after. Will Chris speak tomorrow? Because
no,
he should.
No.
He should be in attendance.
Should he?
He's going to get booed.
And that's why he won't be there.
Because in his world,
I'm not going to take away from a positive day at Comerica Park.
Okay, so who's
going to be
there?
If I show up, then people are going to boo.
Well, Scott Harris is going to get booed, too.
You don't need what do either one of those have to do with Jim Leland?
Well, you have to have people at the dais, right? You know how these things work. They're gonna have that.
You go find Alan Trammell or somebody and bring
Trammell
him out
will be there.
No,
I'm sure
Chris
Illich
needs to be there.
He's gonna be there.
He needs to represent his family.
He won't.
Got you. Oh,
why
you know
would you take away from a positive day? Because if he shows up,
I get what you're saying.
He is the lead story. It's nothing to do with Leland.
It's not about
him
anymore.
Nothing to do with the number.
Very true.
Nothing.
Rico.
He takes over because any journalist worth anything will now pivot and have to write that story.
Rico, I'm not going out with a win. Let's go out with two wins. $20. Chris is there tomorrow. At the dais. Now, I don't
he
think
speaks?
He talks.
Well, hold on.
I think he's
going
to be out there.
No,
I don't think he's going to talk.
No.
Being there isn't the thing. It's speaking.
Right. Well, so I was trying to think back to Lou
last year. It's like Gores when he did his secret visit at the game and came through the back way. No, he speaks. $20.
I can't do that.
Speaks.
No, I can't do the speaks. I thought you were saying he's not going to be there.
I don't think he's going to be there. Because if he's there,
$20.
Some camera's going to find him and say, oh, he's in the suite. No, he's not going to be there.
I think he's going to be there.
He won't.
$20.
He won't
there.
Be there.
You good?
No, he speaks, Rieger. That's the deal.
You just said there. All right. 248-539-9797.
I'm setting the parameters, okay? I'm Scott Harris, okay?
The ticket
seller's market.
The
you
exact
come up to my
same number.
He speaks?
No. No, he's there, though. He's definitely there.
So you're afraid?
Yeah, I mean, Dan Dickerson, I would assume, or Jason Benetti is going to be the MC, the master of ceremonies. And then I would assume, here's what I think. I think you're going to have Trammell out there.
So why would you show up if you're not going to speak?
I think you're going to have, like, maybe a Guillen or a Maglio
Miggy.
Or a Polanco. You think Miggy? Maybe Miggy.
Miggy has to be
part of the organization.
Special guest list isn't announced yet. Will you get Pudge?
Yeah.
I think you will get Pudge. Yes. Yeah, I mean, Verlander's Chris still rehabbing, right? Can he come back?
See, I don't know if Chris is there.
Verlander's a little busy right now. Verlander's busy.
Fair.
I don't think Chris is going to be there.
What about Max? Probably not. All right.
Oh, Avila. Maybe.
What about Barry Bonds?
Not the GM. I'm talking about the catcher.
Well, Alex is part of the broadcast. I'm sure Alex will be there. Yes, Alex might even be on the field. That's right. All right. Andy Dirks, I'm sure, is going to be on the field. He played for Leland.
There you go.
Will Brandon Inge and Don Kelly and Marcus Timms and Ryan Rayburn, will they all be in attendance?
Why am I drawing a blank on the reliever?
Todd Jones?
No.
Valverde.
He played.
Not him?
The one who got injured playing a video game.
Oh, Joel Zamaya.
Yes.
Yeah, he will not be there. I almost guarantee he will definitely not
Joel
be there.
Zamaya.
I don't think Zoom Zoom's going to be there. Although, I mean, he had a career because of Leland. Leland took a chance.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, he was remember, he was throwing 100 miles an hour.
I would like to see Brandon Inge, but Chris will be there. I guarantee it.
He will not be there.
Yes, he will.
He will.
All right, $20. That's the bet. All right, 97 won the ticket. All right. 6:02. Tiger Baseball just around the corner. It's Tarek Skubal Day, Rico. Come on. Come on. It's going to be a full ballpark, I got to believe, on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, probably not so much. All right. Let's do it. Is it the final countdown? I knew what it was.
By the way, Tarek Skubal Day doesn't feel the same as must-see JV because they were winning during that era. They're not winning now.
Right, yeah, because of Jim Leland, right?
Okay.
I'll just start it with this. Yes, we talked about Jim Leland. He is getting his number retired, but I don't think, because of their standard, his number should be retired.
David made a valid point. I think that Leland's number should be up there. He did a lot. Yeah, I'm playing the role of Stoney. I am in the middle. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, yeah, of course Leland's number is going to be retired. Like, yeah, he's Jim freaking Leland. But David brought up a good point that everybody whose name and number is up there, the common denominator, they won the World Series. Leland only went there twice, won one game in the two times he was at the World Series. Doesn't fit that criteria, so I understand where David is coming from. Would I put him up there? Yes. So my thing is, treat him like all the other players who technically didn't have numbers. Just put his name up on the wall because he's going into the Hall of Fame. I think that's a win.
Cancel the ceremony, Jim.
I mean, think
sorry.
About it. When you think Lion, I mean, Tigers and number 10, do you think Leland?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Like, there's certain people you see a number and you're like, yeah, that's that guy. Like, okay.
The organization has been around for 120 plus years. They've gone to 16 playoff appearances. Leland has brought you a quarter of them. It's a team and a franchise that hasn't won all that much over the course of its existence. And Jimmy's brought you a quarter of that winning, of course. Not to mention, without Leland and that era of Tiger baseball, we don't care. We don't talk about Tarek Skubal. We don't bitch about Scott Hare. We just don't care. He brought us, which maybe is a bad thing, because he made us care again.
Well, then let me ask you this. This is a separate thing that I never really brought up, but why do managers have numbers? Why?
David, why are they in uniform?
Why not?
I get the uniform. I think I get the uniform.
You know what?
I don't get it, now that I think about it.
I would wear one of those pullovers.
Right.
I would not like Aaron Boone, the skipper of the Yankees. He's always wearing one of those.
Where you're...
All right. 97 won the ticket. David, you want a couple ticket texts? Take some calls. Get you to Tiger Baseball.
Yeah, I love ticket texts like this. David is right. Rieger is wrong, as usual. I love those ticket techs.
How about this? Cobb, Crawford, Manoush, Jennings, and Hellman did not wear numbers in an era where players did not wear numbers.
Well, I'm sorry, but they didn't have it, so you can't retire a number. So your name's
I
out
never
there,
knew
though.
That this was a hot button topic. I just, when David originally told me this as I was walking out the door yesterday because I was ready to go home, and he's like, hey, I got this topic.
I know.
Great. Hey, we should do this. Honestly, I felt like Big Red from the Five Heartbeats. David, my office hours are right. from 9 to 5. If you got a show topic after that, take that up with somebody else. I'm going home.
That is the wrong time to tell you that I have
right.
a topic.
Like, David wants to go all in depth, and I'm like, what are you, hey, seriously? You're like, you know, when the cleaning lady came in here and asked us the question yesterday, like, I'm doing a show. Seriously?
And of course, I could do that with Jeff because he's just going to have the seventh show for the day. So it doesn't matter.
No, I was excited about the topic. You kidding me? David told me right as I was walking out the door. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
I was like,
I love it.
I'm like, put it on the sheet. That's all. Put it on the sheet. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
You got a couple more.
I didn't realize that it was going to be so polarizing. Because I assume, and look. I've had fun listening to people argue, listening to these two argue. I think me and Paul had the best seat in the house. Yes, I do think that Leland has deserved it, Rieger. I know you think it's disrespectful.
Thank you.
But yes, he's done a lot. I see where David's point is. It's kind of breaking Tiger tradition, but traditions are made to be broken.
Okay? Correct.
Very I like the ticket text. Why does Hatchett dislike old white guys? I mean, I think that is a very important question that needs to be answered.
You know what? The sad reality is there's been a bunch of those ticket texts.
So, there has been.
Well, David and Rico only want the black guys up there. Like,
well, you know, I'm just saying.
I know, I'm welcoming. Just like Hillbilly Bill at text in, I was Team Rieger until I heard David's side. I side with the black caucus, if you will allow. Yes, I will allow this.
Well, of course. You agree with him. Is that going to turn you down? All right. You got one more, then we'll hit the calls.
I got one more.
Yeah.
I think Jared Goff was talking about David. Very negative.
Oh, Kenny. Picked a good day to be off. Let's go to Scott in Rochester. You're on the ticket. What's up, Scotty? How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Hey. Yeah, I think this, for me, it's easy. I think definitely Leland deserves to get his number retired and everything else because you have to be realistic in what the Tigers are. Tigers are a poor franchise and have been for 126 years. We have very little success, so you can't hold anybody to success. This isn't the Yankees. So the way I look at it, did we look at baseball differently under the Leland era? Did he bring success that most people didn't see in their lifetime? Yeah. And we had great teams. We had a decade of great teams. So, I mean, yeah, does it seem low? Of course it does. But we have to remember we're not the Yankees or the Sox or the Dodgers. We are who we are. And in our era, and in our team, our reality, Leland was one of the best managers the Tigers ever had.
No, Scott, he has the third most wins in Tigers history. Now, it's by a long shot, considering he was only here 8 years. But the impact that that dude had in 8 years. Listen, I get it. I'm sure the Tigers are like trying to get a sellout, which I'm sure it's sold out tomorrow. I'm sure with a team that's struggling, I'm sure they just want a full gate, and I totally understand that. But you can want a full house and still have it be important and real, and I think that's what it is.
And this could be a learning experience for Chris. Let's look at this positive. See, and we can all point it out to him. See, when Daddy spent money, we had success. See if he understands that. Yeah, and maybe if he does, we can be winning soon.
Here is a question. Is Chris going to speak tomorrow? Do you think?
Is Chris going to be there? Well, hey, Nate, are we going to eventually see who our actual GM?
You know, rumor
has it. We didn't see him all during the trade deadline. That's kind of weird, too, isn't it?
Well, Scott, I heard rumor has it that Chris may be having a shovel out at the district groundbreaking. So.
Well, oh, 20 years late. Good, good, good. If he has, I mean, how can I say this kindly? He's almost the pure definition of a slumlord.
All right. That's probably a little too far there, Scotty. But here's the deal. I do wonder if Chris is going to be there because it would be his chance for a Sheila Ford, Calvin Johnson type moment. Do you remember when
she got booed?
Sheila got booed and she wanted to get booed? My theory on that
I don't think so.
Oh, see, I think she wanted to allow the Lions fans that have had that pent-up aggression and have, because it changed pretty quickly after that.
Rieger, because she brought Calvin out there tells me she didn't want to get booed because she figured you're not going to boo me because Calvin is standing next to me. So you're going to see Calvin. You won't see me. Yeah, but, you won't boo.
With the it's all right, when Calvin was trying to calm down the crowd and she's like, it's all right. I actually think she was giving the crowd a chance to air their grievances for the first time. And it was genius, by the way. That's what I think it is. Yeah, it's all right. And then it changed from after. Will Chris speak tomorrow? Because he should.
No.
He should be in attendance.
Should
he? He's going to get booed.
And that's why he won't be there.
Because in his world,
I'm not going to take away from a positive day at Comerica Park.
Okay, so who's
going to
be there?
If I show up, then people are going to boo.
Well, Scott Harris is going to get booed too.
You don't need... What do either one of those have to do with Jim Leland?
Well, you have to have people at the dais, right? You know how these things work. They're going to have that.
You go find Alan Trammell or somebody and bring
Trammell
him out
will be there.
There.
No, I'm sure Gibson
Chris
Illich
needs to be there.
He's going to be there.
He needs to represent his family.
He won't.
Got you. Oh,
why
you know
would you take away from a positive day? Because if he shows up.
I get what you're saying.
He is the lead story. It's nothing to do with Leland.
It's not about
it's
him
nothing
anymore.
To do with
yeah.
the number.
Very true.
Nothing.
Rico.
He takes over because any journalist worth anything will now pivot and have to write that story.
Rico, I'm not going out with a win. Let's go out with two wins. $20. Chris is there tomorrow. At the dais. Now, I don't think he talks.
Well, hold on.
I think he's going to be out there.
Hold on.
I don't think he's going to talk.
No, no. Being there isn't a thing.
No,
it's
no, no,
speaking.
Right.
Well, so I was trying to think back to Lou
right, it's
last
like, it's
year.
Like, it's like Gores when he did his secret visit at the game and came through the back way. No, he speaks. $20.
No, I can't do that.
Speaks.
No, I can't do the speaks. I thought you were saying he's not going to be there.
I don't think he's going to be there. Because if he's there,
$20.
Some camera's going to find him and say, oh, he's in the suite. No, he's not going to be there.
I think he's going to be there.
He won't.
$20.
He won't
there.
Be there.
You good?
No, he speaks, Rieger. That's the deal.
You just said there. All right. 248-539-9797.
I'm setting the parameters, okay? I'm Scott Harris, okay?
The ticket
seller's text, market.
The
you
exact
come up to my
same number.
He speaks?
No. No, he's there, though. He's definitely there.
So you're afraid?
Yeah. I mean, Dan Dickerson, I would assume, or Jason Bonetti is going to be the MC, the master of ceremonies. And then I would assume, here's what I think. I think you're going to have Trammell out there.
So why would you show up if you're not going to speak?
I think you're going to have, like, maybe a Guillen or a Maglio or a Polanco. You think Miggy? Maybe Miggy.
Miggy has to be
He's
there.
Part of the organization.
Special guest list isn't announced yet. Will you get Pudge?
Yeah.
I think you will get Pudge. Yes. Yeah, I mean, Verlander's Chris still rehabbing, right? Can he come back?
See, I don't know if Chris is there.
Verlander's a little busy right now. Verlander's busy.
Fair.
I don't
Fair.
Think Chris is going to be there.
What about Max? Probably not. All right.
Oh, Avila. Maybe.
What about Barry Bonds?
Not the GM. I'm talking about the catcher.
Well, Alex is part of the broadcast. So I'm sure Alex will be there. Yes, Alex might even be on the field. That's right. All right. Andy Dierks, I'm sure, is going to be on the field. He played for Leland.
There you go.
Will Brandon Inge and Don Kelly and Marcus Timms and Ryan Rayburn, will they all be in attendance?
Why am I drawing a blank on the reliever?
Todd Jones?
No.
No, Valverde.
He played.
Not him?
The one who got injured
Joe
playing
Nathan?
A video game.
Oh, Joel Zamaya.
Yes.
Yeah, he will not be there. I almost guarantee he will definitely not
Joel
be there.
Zamaya.
I don't think Zoom Zoom's going to be there. Although, I mean, he had a career because of Leland. Leland took a chance.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, he was throwing 100 miles an hour.
I would like to see Brandon Inge, but Chris will be there. I guarantee it.
He will not be there.
Yes, he will.
He will.
All right, $20. That's the bet. All right, 97 won the ticket. All right. 6:02, Tiger Baseball just around the corner. It's Tarek Skubal Day, Rico. Come on. Come on. Hmm. It's going to be a full ballpark, I got to believe, on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, probably not so much. All right. Let's do it. Is it the final countdown? I knew what it was.
By the way, Tarek Skubal Day doesn't feel the same as must-see JV because they were winning during that era. They're not winning now.
Right, yeah, because of Jim Leland, right?
Okay.
I'll just start it with this. Yes, we talked about Jim Leland. He is getting his number retired, But I don't think, because of their standard, his number should be retired.
David made a valid point. I think that Leland's number should be up there. He did a lot. Yeah, I'm playing the role of Stoney. I am in the middle. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, yeah, of course Leland's number is going to be retired. Like, yeah, he's Jim freaking Leland. But David brought up a good point that everybody whose name and number is up there, the common denominator, they won the World Series. Leland only went there twice, won one game, and the two times he was at the World Series. Doesn't fit that criteria, so I understand where David is coming from. Would I put him up there? Yes. So my thing is, treat him like all the other players who technically didn't have numbers. Just put his name up on the wall because he's going into the Hall of Fame. I think that's a win.
Cancel the ceremony, Jim.
I mean, think
sorry.
About it. When you think Lion, I mean, Tigers and number 10, do you think Leland?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Like, there's certain people you see a number and you're like, yeah, that's that guy. Like, okay.
The organization has been around for 120 plus years. They've gone to 16 playoff appearances. Leland has brought you a quarter of them. It's a team and a franchise that hasn't won all that much over the course of its existence. And Jimmy's brought you a quarter of that winning, of course. Not to mention, without Leland and that era of Tiger Base, but we don't care. We don't talk about Tarek Skubal. We don't bitch about Scott Hare. We just don't care. He brought us, which maybe is a bad thing, because he made us care again.
Well, then let me ask you this. This is a separate thing that I never really brought up, but why do managers have numbers? Why?
David, why are they in uniform?
Why not?
I get the uniform. I think I get the uniform.
You know what?
I don't get it. Now that I think about it.
I would wear one of those pullovers.
Right.
I would not like Aaron Boone, the skipper of the Yankees. He's always wearing one of those.
Where you're uniform-ish. You're kind of related. Like the full uniform. Like, what, are you going to the game?
Yeah. You know,
it wouldn't be nothing wrong with wearing just a Tiger polo. Nothing wrong with that.
Guys literally would rather wear a sweatshirt in 90-degree weather than have to wear the uniform top.
You're exactly right about that.
You know what I miss, though? Here's what I miss, too. In college basketball, when COVID hit, coaches went away from the suits. Mm-hmm. Same thing in pro basketball.
Oh, you're right. They went the easy way out.
Yeah, the hockey guys still wear the suits, but nobody else does.
Now, see, that's one, if you put on a hoodie, I can understand because you're on ice.
If it's cold. Because right,
that makes
exactly.
sense.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Put on skates while you're at it.
Well, you're wearing a hoodie, but what you wore today, you participated in Floor Friday today,
you
Jeff.
You didn't.
You were excited. Everyone participated, but me. Not doing it. Just not a thing.
Why?
Just, no. I don't know. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to make Kenny happy. I know Kenny's not here today, but when I wear it, I feel like I'm making him happy, and I don't want to.
You would have made me happy.
Don't want to do that either.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Of course we don't, because you saw what I did and who said it.
Yeah.
I dunked on you, Jeff.
No, you did. That's okay. I'll get my revenge.
I made it very difficult.
I will. You know what I'll do, David? Next Friday when I'm driving around, probably driving in here to do a show, and Mike's back, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play in my car, and I'm going to kick ass again. That's right. Going to play the car edition of Who Said It.
You think you're going to win?
Damn straight. Okay. I always win in my own games.
The car edition of Who Said It. We went over stadium rankings, guys. Stadium and arena rankings. And Detroit did okay. Comerica Park was ranked number 22nd. This was all out of MLB teams, NFL teams, and what am I missing? MLB NBA, teams NBA. And NBA teams.
NBA too.
22 was ranked for Comerica Park. 43 was the ranking for Ford Field. And 75 for LCA for the Pistons. So I guess it was an okay ranking for Detroit landing.
It was, but I thought the Pistons was just way too high. I mean,
high at 75.
Right. I mean, and Comerica Park was like 22.
Yeah, it was 22. Yeah.
I guess I didn't think Comerica Park was that great of a park. I mean, it ranked higher than higher than the Jerry Dome in Dallas.
Did. It did.
That's state of the art. Like, this is just, you know, a Ferris wheel and a Coney pizza and some daiquiris.
I don't know, man. That AT&T
and a new scoreboard.
Not
I'm sorry. And a new scoreboard.
It does have a new scoreboard. One thing that seems to be a problem there in Lions training camp is Jake Bates. He's missing kicks in camp right now, and that seems to be a concern. But we talked about your concerns or your is it a little too easy?
Right. Does it give you an unsettling feeling that everything is so great? And by the way, everything is so great. You got to look really hard to find negative reports.
Your biggest concern is your backup kicker and your third wide receiver.
I mean, that's really it, which is nice. And maybe somebody opposite of Hutch.
Right. And, you know, apparently I've given up on that because that's not a concern for the Lions because they don't draft anybody. They're happy with the people that they have. So I've been saying this for years, and it's fallen on deaf ears. Guys, you believe that you've got that personnel. Let's hope it works.
We also went over Madden QB ratings that came out, and Goff was behind Stafford, Cousins, and Rodgers. He was 13th, all of them in front of him.
So, and Purdy.
I just saw Jake Bates' rating. Not Jake Bates, Jack Fox, the punter.
Yeah.
Who were led to believe, like, one of the best punters in all of football.
Yeah.
Like, he's only at, like, a 76.
He's a punter.
Is that why? Can a punter not get 99?
99? I don't think a punter's ever.
Like, did Adam Vinatieri get a 99 for the kicking rate?
I don't think so.
That's probably Tucker.
Closest.
They just don't
Tucker,
allow it.
Maybe.
Justin Tucker's probably a 98 or 99.
Forget about him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He beat your Lions a few years back.
Your Lions too, David.
Game.
You sure live in Detroit. Is. All right. 6:02. Tiger Baseball just around the corner. It's Tarek Skubal Day, Rico. Come on. It's going to be a full ballpark, I got to believe, on Friday and Saturday. Sunday, probably not so much. All right. Let's do it. Is it the final countdown? I knew what it was.
By the way, Tarek Skubal Day doesn't feel the same as must-see JV because they were winning during that era. They're not winning now.
Right, yeah, because of Jim Leland, right?
Okay.
I'll just start it with this. Yes, we talked about Jim Leland. He is getting his number retired, but I don't think, because of their standard, his number should be retired.
David made a valid point. I think that Leland's number should be up there. He did a lot. Yeah, I'm playing the role of Stoney. I am in the middle. I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, yeah, of course Leland's number is going to be retired. Like, yeah, he's Jim freaking Leland. But David brought up a good point that everybody whose name and number is up there, the common denominator, they won the World Series. Leland only went there twice, won one game, and the two times he was at the World Series. Doesn't fit that criteria, so I understand where David is coming from. But I put him up there, yes. So my thing is, treat him like all the other players who technically didn't have numbers. Just put his name up on the wall because he's going into the Hall of Fame. I think that's a win.
Cancel the ceremony, Jim.
I mean, think
sorry.
About it. When you think Lion, I mean, Tigers and number 10, do you think Leland?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
Like, there's certain people, you see a number, and you're like, yeah, that's that guy. Like, okay.
The organization has been around for 120-plus years. They've gone to 16 playoff appearances. Leland has brought you a quarter of them. It's a team and a franchise that hasn't won all that much over the course of its existence. And Jimmy's brought you a quarter of that winning, of course. Not to mention, without Leland and that era of Tiger baseball, we don't care. We don't talk about Tarek Skubal. We don't bitch about Scott Hare. We just don't care. He brought us, which maybe is a bad thing, because he made us care again.
Well, then let me ask you this. This is a separate thing that I never really brought up, but why do managers have numbers? Why?
David, why are they in uniform?
Why not?
I get the uniform. I think I get the uniform.
You know what? If I was a manager,
I don't get it. Now that I think about it,
I would wear one of those pullovers.
Right.
I would not like Aaron Boone, the skipper of the Yankees. He's always wearing one of those.
Where your uniform ish, you're kind of related, like the full uniform. Like, what are you going to the game?
Yeah, you know,
it wouldn't be nothing wrong with wearing just a Tiger polo. Nothing wrong with that,
guys. literally would rather wear a sweatshirt in 90-degree weather than have to wear the uniform top.
Exactly right about that.
You know what I miss, though? Here's what I miss, too. In college basketball, when COVID hit, coaches went away from the suits. Mm-hmm. Same thing in pro basketball.
Oh, you're right. They went to easy wear you out.
Yeah, the hockey guys still wear the suits, but nobody else does.
Now, see, that's one, if you put on a hoodie, I can understand because you're on ice.
If it's cold. Right,
that makes sense.
It's a good point. It's a good point. Put on skates while you're at it.
Well, you were in a hoodie, but what you wore today, you participated in Floor Friday today,
you
Jeff.
You didn't.
You were excited. Everyone participated but me. Not doing it. Just not a thing.
Why?
Just no. I don't know. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to make Kenny happy. I know Kenny's not here today, but when I wear it, I feel like I'm making him happy, and I don't want to.
You would have made me happy.
Don't want to do that either.
Oh, yeah, of course not.
Of course we don't, because you saw what I did and who said it.
Yeah.
I dunked on you, Jeff.
No, you did. That's okay. I'll get my revenge.
I made it very difficult.
I will. You know what I'll do, David? Next Friday when I'm driving around, probably driving in here to do a show, and Mike's back, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play in my car, and I'm going to kick ass again. That's right. Going to play the car edition of Who Said It.
You think you're going to win?
Damn straight. Okay. I always win in my own games.
The car edition of Who Said It. We went over stadium rankings, guys. Stadium and arena rankings. And Detroit did okay. Comerica Park was ranked number 22nd. This was all out of MLB teams, NFL teams, and what am I missing? MLB teams, NBA. And NBA teams.
NBA too.
22 was ranked for Comerica Park. 43 was the ranking for Ford Field. And 75 for LCA for the Pistons. So I guess it was an okay ranking for Detroit landing.
It was, but I thought the Pistons was just way too high. I mean,
high at 75.
Right. I mean, and Comerica Park was like 22.
Yeah, it was 22. Yeah.
I guess I didn't think Comerica Park was that great of a park. I mean, it ranked higher than higher than the Jerry Dome in
it
Dallas.
Did. Like, it did.
That's state of the art. Like, this is just, you know, a Ferris wheel and a Coney pizza and some daiquiris.
I don't know, man. That AT&T
and a new scoreboard. I'm
special.
Sorry. And a new scoreboard.
It does have a new scoreboard. One thing that seems to be a problem there in Lions training camp is Jake Bates. He's missing kicks in camp right now, and that seems to be a concern. But we talked about your concerns or your is it a little too easy?
Right. Does it give you an unsettling feeling that everything is so great? And by the way, everything is so great. You got to look really hard to find negative reports.
Your biggest concern is your backup kicker and your third wide receiver.
I mean, that's really it, which is nice. And maybe somebody opposite of Hutch.
Right. And, you know, apparently I've given up on that because that's not a concern for the Lions because they don't draft anybody. They're happy with the people that they have. So, I've been saying this for years, and it's fallen on deaf ears. Guys, you believe that you got that personnel. Let's hope it works.
We also went over Madden QB ratings that came out, and Goff was behind Stafford, Cousins, and Rodgers. He was 13th. All of them in front of him.
So, and Purdy.
I just saw Jake Bates' rating. I'm not Jake Bates, Jack Fox, the punter.
Yeah.
Who we're led to believe, like, one of the best punters in all of football.
Yeah.
Like, he's only at, like, a 76.
He's a punter.
Is that why? Can a punter not get 99?
99? I don't think a punter's ever.
Like, did Adam Vinatieri get a 99 for the kicking rate?
I don't think so.
That's probably Tucker.
Closest.
They just don't
Tucker,
allow it.
Maybe.
Justin Tucker's probably a 98 or 99.
Forget about him. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He beat your Lions a few years back.
Your Lions too, David.
Game... You
sure
live in
Detroit.
Is.